Which marine mammal is longer than a school bus and weighs as much as 90 cars? It's the gray whale. Ischirhtius robustus is a baleen whale belonging to the order Cetartiodactyla in the family Ischirhtiidae. The genus name of the species, Ischirhtius, is an ode to Danish zoologist Daniel Ehrlich. The species name, robustus, means strong in Latin. Not only are these creatures massive, but they were literally named after their strength. I wouldn't want to get too close to one when I'm swimming in the ocean. By the way, the 18,000 whales in the eastern population of E. robustus occupy the warm waters off of Baja California during their calving season, traveling to the waters north of Alaska to feed in the summer. As a migratory whale, this species makes a trek of over 10,000 miles round trip every year, one of the longest migrations of any mammal. Imagine 18,000 whales traveling in a large group up the West Coast. What a sight! Speaking of these large groups, the gray whale is a social mammal. They form smaller migration herds of 30 to 400 individuals, and you can find smaller pairs within these groups. One of the strongest pair bonds is that between mother and calf. Mothers carry their calves around for nearly 13 months, allowing the fetus to grow to its birth weight of 2,000 pounds. Once born, these calves require almost 200 liters of 53% fat milk per day. That's equal to more than 50 cartons of milk you would buy at the grocery store. That's a lot of work for the mother. Mothers birth a single calf every 1 to 4 years. Also, these whales mate promiscuously, meaning both sexes mate with multiple partners during the breeding season, creating competition for sperm. Speaking of groups, the gray whale experiences some advantages from traveling together. Orcanus orca, or better known as just the orca or killer whale, is the only true predator of the gray whale. However, attacks by the orca are often non-fatal, and the gray whale can defend itself more easily in a group setting. Unfortunately, there are some downsides to living in groups. Gray whales experience heavy parasite infestations on their skin, the most of any cetacean. These infestations spread more easily among groups. Gray whales also become hosts for large barnacle colonies. These parasites and barnacles create the mottled look you'll see on the gray whale's skin. The gray whale also has some interesting adaptation to help it survived the cold and highly saline conditions of the ocean. It also has a few different adaptations to communicate with each other and to feed. In order to stay warm in 15 to 20 degrees Celsius water, which is 59 to 68 degrees Fahrenheit, they have an extra layer of fat for insulation. This insulation does double the work, as it also helps to maintain the whale's buoyancy. Another interesting adaptation for the whale's thermoregulation is a highly modified tongue. Because the whale's tongue is so large, it's an easy source of heat loss. To compensate for this, the tongue contains many bundles of blood vessels called lingual rhytia. They use a mechanism called countercurrent heat exchange to maintain the whale's body temperature. When it comes to the highly saline ocean water, the gray whale produces urine with a higher osmolarity than water, maintaining balanced salt levels. When it comes to the gray whale and its methods of feeding, it is a baleen whale, so it feeds mostly on benthic organisms. Interestingly, they have also been known to feed on plants. However, this is not the whale's food of choice. The gray whale uses a few different methods to feed, including diving down to the ocean floor and skimming the ocean surface. Their baleen sieve allows the whale to pump out mud and water, only consuming the benthic organisms. Gray whales concentrate their feeding into only 5 months out of the year. This is the time when they're in northern waters during the summer. During these months, the whales feed continuously throughout the day, consuming upwards of 1,200 kilograms of food in a single day. That's a lot of food. As you may know, whales can produce sounds in a range of frequencies to communicate with each other. Sound travels 4 times faster in water than air, so these whale sounds can travel great distances. The whale has a highly modified larynx to produce a range of sounds. One of the most common types of sounds gray whales make is a conga-like sound. Here's a short clip of it. Cool, right? They really do kind of sound like drums. Whales experience an abundance of noise pollution due to human activity in the ocean. In order to deal with these effects and kind of speak over this pollution, the gray whale can modulate calling rates, call receive levels, frequency modulated signals, number of pulses per call, and call repetition rates. These creatures truly do have tight control over their vocals. Currently, biologists don't know a lot about why gray whales produce separate sounds, but they're actively researching to find more information. Previously, I mentioned the eastern stock of whales. Well, the western stock occupies the waters surrounding Sakhalin Island, Russia. Unfortunately, these whales are critically endangered due to whaling and poor management and protection of the species. Only about 120 individual whales remain in the western stock. These creatures used to be the target of overharvest globally, especially since commercial harvest began in 1846. It's estimated that before overharvest began, over 96,000 gray whales existed across the globe, but were nearly hunted to extinction by 1939. There were only 1,000 left, which led to international protection from whaling. Illegal harvest continues today, especially in the western stock. But there is hope. If international research and cooperation increases in the coming years, then we do have a chance of protecting these amazing creatures and learning more about them. My name is Victoria Harbo, and thanks for listening.